Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, X-rays don't show demons, already in progress.
Now, what can God do? Yeah, I mean, so if you think that you're in a place with a loved one that God can't change them or touch them, let me tell you, just don't give up.
Right.
Every time you look at somebody and look at, every time you look at them, if there's any kind of a problem, say, I forgive your sins.
Right.
I mean, I forgive your sins. That'll get them, you know it?
It will.
So this girl that Cheryl and I have been dealing with here the other day, when I told her, I said, you know, you're going to get saved. She said, I'm not going to get saved. I don't want to be saved. I said, that just tells me who's blinding your mind. I said, but you have no choice. When I pray and rebuke the enemy and I kick the devil out of you and then I forgive all of your sins and everything, I said, once I do all that, and I said, then you're going to get saved. And when you do, first time you come to my church, you're going to grab me and hug me and kiss me and say, Pastor, I'm so glad you didn't give up on me.
Amen.
Because every human being wants to be saved.
Amen.
Nobody wants to die and go to hell. That's the devil himself talking, isn't it?
Yes.
We have to learn who we are. Now, who are we, Miss Betty? We're sons and daughters of Christ, right? When I look at you, are you Jesus?
Yes,
yes you are. Now, see, some people say, no, I'm not Jesus, Thurman. I'm not there yet. No, you ain't never going to be there yet on your own.
Right.
You ain't never can be good enough to be Jesus. The only thing you say is, just like Dave keeps telling us, he keeps pounding us, saying, you are the righteousness of God in Christ by what Jesus Christ did on the cross, right?
Yes.
It ain't by nothing you did. It's by what he did.
Right.
And by what he did, we are sons and daughters of God. Now, one more time. I want you to just look at somebody somewhere beside you or whatever, and say, I forgive your sins. Mean it. It's written. I forgive your sins. Then tell them why you can do that. I am a son of God. I remit your sins. I forgive your sins. In the name of Jesus. Now then, do you believe you're forgiven? You know, I love to tell this story about this deal, because I taught this very principle in this church, and of course Kim and Scott, which always come here, after they heard this, they knew it was true, but they had never experienced it. So anyway, one week during, I don't know, after church or whatever it was, they went home and had a little storm. And as the power went out, they contacted late that night, they contacted the power company and said, we have no power. They said, we have a transformer blowed up and we're fixing it, and but it should be on by morning, no problem. Well, the next morning when they got up to have breakfast, there was still no power. So the power company didn't understand why, but they could not get the power to come back on. So Kim and Scott did what every good Christian does. They asked the Lord why the power didn't come back on. Now, is that true? Does every Christian ask that? No, we don't do that, do we? No, we don't. We don't. Why do we not do that? We don't think, do we? We just don't think. I mean, who's running the show for us? God is. And so Kim and Scott, they do what good Christians do. Father, in Jesus' name, what is the problem? Why do we have no power? And the Lord spoke to him and says, Kim, remit the sins of this block, the whole block, where I can turn the power back on. Is that what he said, Kim?
Sure did.
And of course, Kim, being a good, wonderful, lovely Christian lady, the very first words out of her mouth, God, I can't forgive the whole block sins. Now then, for a second, who was she trying to, who was she seeing? She was seeing herself. She knew she couldn't forgive the sins of this old block. The block might not be too big, but we know there's a lot of sins in every block, don't we? I mean, you can't find a place where there ain't no sin in a block. So she's seeing herself in that, and so she's saying, God, I can't forgive the sins of this whole block. And she's right. She cannot forgive the sins of this whole block. But she thought, the Holy Spirit just snubbed her in the quick, just like that. And when he did, she says, Lord, I'm sorry. I know I can't, but you can. So according to John 20:23, I forgive the sins of this block. Thank you, Lord. And how long did it take the power to come back on?
Like that.
Just like that.
One
snap of a finger.
Ooh.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now then, when we tell these stories over and over and over, we tell it because if you're not very lucky, one of you will go home within the next 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 weeks, something like this will happen, and you will have forgotten this story. Do you know we forget real easy? You know how easy it is for us to forget things, especially that is in the supernatural. You know, if everything else, the devil, he'll steal that away from you. I mean, he'll steal it right out of your heart. You know, he don't want you to know that you can do this. Because if we believe we can pray, and we believe that what we say is going to come to pass, we can, well, just like I told at the healing school yesterday, about this couple. They came to a healing school several years ago, a man and a woman, and had 2 sick children. Now, one of the little children would go to school, and while he was at school, he'd go into a rage. I mean, just a rage. Now, if you've ever been into a school today and see kids in a rage, most people have no idea what the problem is, but I'm telling you, it's demons. That's what it is. It's demons, but we have power over those demons. So anyway, this couple had this little child, and the child would go to school, and sometime during the day, something would happen, and I don't know what it would throw it off, but that kid would get wild and start screaming, start beating his head on the desk or on the floor, and the teachers couldn't do nothing, so they'd call the mother. The mother, she said, I'd go to school, I'd get the child, and I'd try everything. Nothing worked. All he would do was scream, bang his head on the floor. Doctors tried doctors. Doctors couldn't find nothing wrong with this child. Didn't have any idea what the problem was. You know, an x-ray won't show up a demon. It don't show. So you hear you got a child's got a demon and you don't know what to do with it. The doctors don't know what to do with it. But that's why God told us, and these signs shall follow us, that we shall cast out demons. And he tells us what they do. They come to steal, kill, and to destroy. So you've got to know. And so anyway, the mother said this little child would bang his head on the floor and on the desk and everything else. And then the other one, they had a second one. And that one had eczema. Eczema all over his little body. I mean, just like little Jenna out there. I mean, it's these sores everywhere. And doctors couldn't help that either. So they heard about us. So they brought those 2 children down here. I told them, I said, it's demons. And I said, the reason the children are both sick is because you and your husband are not getting along. You're not submitting to your husband. Your husband's not loving you like, Christ loves the church. Y'all are not, as Christians, you're not walking in obedience to God's way of doing things. And they said, are you trying to tell us that our sin is what's making our kids sick? I said, yes, absolutely. That's what it is. Well, what do we have to do? If your sin is making your child sick, what do you think you would have to do?
Stop sin.
Do what?
Stop sin.
Confess sin?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So they said, okay. So they had never heard such a thing. Never. They said, we had never heard anything like that anywhere in any church we've ever been in. So that couple right here remitted their sins to each other. We didn't remit their sins. They did.
Amen.
They forgave each other and promised God they would walk in love with each other. Is that what God told them to do?
Yes.
Yes. And so they did that. And so I looked over to the little boy, put my hands on the little boy, and I said, now then, you're redeemed from the curse.
I have been given power and authority. You're the source of the sin, which was your mother and your daddy. They have repented. So now then, I'm commanding every spirit of hell to leave you, go to the abyss, and never come back in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you. It's done. Now, this little girl here, little child here, that's got the eczema all over his body, also the mother and daddy have repented of their sins. Same mother and daddy. So I command the spirits of eczema to leave this child and to never come back in Jesus' name. 3 years have come and gone. We never heard from them. This last week, we got an email from them. Pastor Scribner, what a great way thing to call you and tell you that our child that had the beating of the head that couldn't go to school, it never done that no more since we come to a healing school. It's totally stopped that and is now an A-B student in everything it does. And the child that had the eczema all over its body has not had a single sore come up nowhere in the last 3 years. Do y'all wonder why we love doing what we do? Jenny had so many testimonies last week. She said, Papa T, she calls me Papa T like all the rest of the kids do. She said, there ain't nothing in the world like working here. There just ain't nothing in the world like praying for people, finding people's sins when you learn the principles, finding their sin, confessing their sin, breaking the curse, praying the prayer of faith for them or their babies, and seeing these children and them get healed.
Yes.
Is that awesome?
Amen.
Just think. You have to go get your kid at school. Banging his head on the floor. Can't stop it. No doctors can help it. Guess what he had? A demon. Yes, a demon. What allowed that demon to go in there?
Sin.
Sin, absolutely right. When the mother and the father got into bitterness toward each other, got into unforgiveness, then that tormenting spirit, which come from God, Matthew 18:21-35, clearly says that God, if you don't forgive each other and walk in love with each other, He, God the Father, will send a tormenting spirit to torment you. And that's more than most people can fathom. You're trying to tell me God would send a demon to give me a spanking? He will. You know, He will. And it ain't no fun. You get a demon, it ain't no fun.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, X-Rays Don't Show Demons, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.